Kunjavihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivarata. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivarati. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivarathari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallava Girivarathari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna tera vana chari. Yamuna tera vana chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Goranga Joy Nithai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Sirade Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Sirade Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Sirade Jaya Lalita Visaka Lalita Visaka Lalita Visaka Jaya Lalita Visaka Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gaurani Tai, Gaurani Tai, Gaurani Tai, Jaya Gaurani Tai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Mutale Shimati Gopal Krishna Goswami Itanamine. Prabhupada Sahitanya Prakasha Yuvaja Pracharam Girvanshadu Pate Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa sunyavadi pasyatyadeshatarine Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyanangyana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadam Tikam Vandeham Shri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaisnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Sibisakam Svitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesvare Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare So, today we're going to read from, continue the reading from the 10th canto, chapter 35. The gopis sing of Krishna, text 16 and 17. And then we will also describe the importance of Akshaya Tritiya and also the Chandan Yatra. See if we can do it in 45 minutes. Is that fasting today? Someone told me it is fasting today. No? Oh, okay, feasting. Now one pujari told me, maybe he'll fast today because of Chandan Yatra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sloka 16 and 17th, chapter 35, canto 10. Nija padabja dalai dvaja brajra. Nija padabja dalai dvaja brajra. Niranjakosa vichitra lalamai Brajabhubha samayam kuratodam Brahmsma durya gatir idita benu Brajatitena vayam sa vilasa Viksanarpita manubhava vega Kujagatim gamitana vidhama Kasmalena kavaram vashananga. One more time only. Somebody else. Hare Krishna, those who are more senior first. Nija padabja dalai dvaja vajra Nirajankusa vichitra lalamai Vajabhubha samayam kuratudam Vyasma durya gatir dita vinu Vyasma Vrajati tena vayam sa vilasa. Viksanarpita manubhava vega. Kujan gatim gamitana vidama. Malina kaviram vasanamba. Okay. We'll just read the translation. Is that all right? Yes? Hare Krishna. Okay, we'll read the word for word, just to let you know what's going on. Nija, his own. Pada Abja, of the lotus feet. Dalai, like flower petals. Dwaja, of a flag. Vajra, thunderbolt. Niraja, lotus. Ankusha, an elephant goat. Vichitra, variegated. Lalamai, by the markings. Vraja, of Vraja. Bhuva, of the ground. Samayan, relieving. Kura, from the hooves of the cows. Todam, the pain. Varshma, with his body. Durya, like an elephant. Gati, whose movement. Idita, extolled. Venu, whose flute. Vrajati, he walks. Tena, by that. Vayam, we. Sa vilasa, playful. Vikshana, with his glances. Arpita, bestowed. Mana bhava, of lust. Vega, whose agitation. Kuja, like that of trees. Gatim, whose movement. That is complete lack of movement. Gamita, attaining. Na vidama, we do not recognize. Kasmalena, because of our bewilderment. Kavaram, the braids of our hair. Vashanam, our dress. Va, or. Translation and purport by the followers, disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada K. As Krishna strolls through Braj with his lotus petal like feet, marking the ground with the distinctive emblems of flag, thunderbolt, lotus, and elephant goad, he relieves the distress the ground feels from the cow's hooves. As he plays his renowned flute, his body moves with the grace of an elephant. Thus, we gopis, who become agitated by Cupid, when Krishna playfully glances at us, stand as still as trees, unaware that our hair and garments are slackening. Purport. Here, Mother Yasoda is no longer in the company of the gopis, who are confidentially describing their conjugal attraction to Sri Krishna. It is clear from the comments of Jiva Goswami and other acharyas that the statements in this chapter were made at various times and places, This is natural since the gopis were always absorbed in thoughts of Sri Krishna day and night. So as the translation saying that Lord Krishna, when he walks in the land of Vrindavan, during that time, 5,000 years ago, the Brajabasis can see the imprint of his lotus feet. In our Gaudiya Vaishnav tradition, the devotee's meditation is always on the lotus feet. As Prabhupada says also, that of course we meditate in the different limbs or different parts of the body of the Supreme Lord, but we start on the lotus feet. And mostly the acharyas also, they always pray, let me take shelter under the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Why? How is that? The lotus feet of the Supreme Lord is the source of all the different, all the creations manifest from his lotus feet. And therefore, when we say we take shelter unto the Lord's lotus feet, means that one has to be humble. That one will accept one's need of help. When we take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, means we are asking for protection. Because the jivas, when they have come in contact with the material energy, they become succumbed by the modes of material nature, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. And this is the root cause of our suffering, being entangled in the material world since time immemorial. And to get out of that entanglement, we need the help of Lord Krishna by taking shelter under his lotus feet. So that is the meaning of worshipping the Lord's lotus feet. That for the devotee, he does not have any recourse except the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Both the feet of Lord Krishna, they have markings. And we're just given few of them here. Even Srimati Radharani, she has also in her lotus feet, both have markings. And different symbols give special meanings. Because these different meanings is like for meditation of the devotees. That the mind can be absorbed in. That we can focus our meditation. The mind can meditate on those different markings of the Lord's lotus feet. Gornitai also, they have markings on their lotus feet. Sitaram, Lakshmana, Hanuman also. All the great personalities in the Vishnu Tattva category. How about Jagannath? No, we don't see Lord Jagannath's lotus feet. But Lord Krishna is none different than Lord Jagannath. Radhesham, Lalita Visakha, all these gopis also, they have markings onto their lotus feet. And sometimes the markings of Lord Krishna's lotus feet also is being, can be seen also on the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Let me see here. I made this note many years ago. Let's just see what Radhika's footprints are. A flag, a lotus, a goat. Lord Krishna has that also, we've heard. Barley corn, up carving line, a disc, umbrella, bracelet, a creeper, flower, half moon. 11 on the left lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, Radharani, Radhika. On the right, there are 8. There's a conch, fish, mountain, altar, club, earring, spear, and a chariot. So let me just read one or two of them. What is the meaning of these different symbols and the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani? A goat. Lord Krishna also has this goat used for controlling an elephant. It's like in Mayapur, you've seen Sulabh and Lakshmi. We have two elephants there. The person who's on the top of the, or the one who's caretaker of the elephant, he used this to control. A goat indicates the meditation under feet, brings the elephants of their devotee's mind under control and keeps them on the right path. Those who stay on their path becomes victorious, superior among men. Just as one travels on an elephant, travels for above the rest. There's another one here, it's a flag. They give security and protection from all sorts of fear. Flag, just like the flag of Hanumanji, flag of victory, Jaya Pataka. On Radha's foot, the supreme victory for all the gopis who are aware of her lotus feet's glories. So this, some of the description, there's quite a few of them, because we had that series of lectures here many years ago, and we meditated on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So now it says here in the purport that Mother Yasoda has just left the company of the gopis who are describing this specific sloka, because it is more now in the Sringar Ras or Madhurya Ras. And Mother Yasoda is in the Vatsalya Ras, so she's not able to somehow relate to this sloka. And as the purport says also, that in this chapter, specifically, that there are groups of gopis who are expressing their sentiments, their ecstatic mood towards Lord Krishna, and therefore there are like 3 gopis at a group that is saying different things at different times, at different places. And according to one of the acharyas also, it says here that the gopis were so absorbed in thoughts of Krishna day and night that their hair and garments are slackening. One of the acharyas says that it becomes really loose. How is that? Whenever, because of the ecstatic symptom. It's like in the story of Lord Krishna's being bound by the ropes, Mother Yasoda. Also, her clothes became disheveled. Her her hair also becomes loosened, that the flowers also started to become scattered all over the place. So these are ecstatic symptoms of the devotees of the Supreme Lord that cannot be understood by those who are in the jnana platform or karma platform, fruitive workers or those mental speculators. Some of these symptoms, sattvika bhav, the emotions where even if they just see the rain cloud, just like right now, it's very dark, monsoon cloud. And the color of Lord Krishna is compared to a monsoon cloud, rain cloud. And also like of the tamal tree. So there is this one devotee whose love towards the Supreme Lord is par excellence. That if he sees the color of the monsoon cloud, he will fall into ecstasy and he becomes unconscious. He will remember immediately Lord Krishna. And this is none other than Shripad Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri, he is the originator of the worship of Radha and Krishna. 500 years ago, the deities of Lord Krishna is just being worshipped. There is no Radharani. Madhavendra Puri, he is the spiritual master of Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. So one time during the travels of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to a place called Remuna. Have you been to Remuna? Anybody? Yes? So he must have tasted that special kheer, Amrita Kelly. Yes? We've heard, who was telling that story? Oh yes, it was like Hansarupa Prabhu who was telling that story that they were given. Usually you can get this cup, just like in Radha Raman temple, they have this cup of rabri inside. So they will distribute that. But then sometimes in the early days, devotees who were there, they were given big amount. In Remuna, they would offer 12 cups of sweet rice every day to the deities, Gopinath. And that deity, especially, is since Treta Yuga. The deity is like more of a relief. Like, it was curbed by Lord Ramachandra. The story goes that when Lord Ramachandra, it was rainy also, and there are some cows passing by, and he started to smile. And Sita Devi was asking, my dear Lord, what is the meaning of your smile? And Lord Ramachandra says that I was just trying to meditate on what will be the avatar, what will be my activities in Dwapara Yuga. And he explains that, yes, I'll be a cowherd boy. I'll be living in a forest. And there'll be many, many cows. So Sita Devi, Mother Sita, was asking, can you please show me? So Lord Ramachandra says, give me 7 days. I will draw this for you. And only after 3 days that Mother Sita was not able to content herself, that she wanted to see immediately. So in that relief, which is still being worshipped right now in Rimuna, Lord Krishna is there, his cowherd boyfriends are there, the gopis are there, and there are some cows also. Their Mangalarti is at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it is a very special darshan of the Lord that immediately after Mangalarti, one can have darshan of the Lord while the deities is being baited, while the Abhishek is going on. Unlike in our ISKCON temples, no, only the pujaris can do the Abhishek and behind closed doors. When I was in Mayapur, one devotee told me, Maharaj, you can go inside Lord Nisingadev while he's having Abhishek. I says, really? Yeah, I did it before. You can also go. You're a sannyasi. You can go. You know Dhruva? Yes. The one who wrote this book about Lord Nisingadev. So I asked the pujari, can I go inside? He didn't say anything. Then I asked, can I go inside, Prabhu? And eventually, he says, okay, you can go. But I did not go. I think it is more of the, like, private privacy. You don't want to, like, interfere or disturb. But in Rimuna, the deity is being worshipped in this way. That anyone can have that privilege, and they can see the Lord being baited. So Madhavendra Puri, he's a sannyasi and he travels all over the place, and he doesn't beg for food. If anyone will give him food, he will take. If no one, he will fast. So one time he passed by in Govardhan, where Govindakund is located right now. And so he was fasting, he was meditating. Then suddenly out of nowhere, there is this small cowherd boy. And he came with a pot of milk. So Madhavendra Puri asked him, who are you? Where did you come from? And then the boy says, I live in this village, and the women who were fetching water here, they told me that you are here and doing some meditation. So what kind of meditation are you doing? And they told me that you are fasting. In my village, no one fasts. And therefore, I'm giving you this milk. I will come back to retrieve the pot later on. But now I have to go because I have to milk the cows. Madhavendra Puri was so astounded by the beauty of this boy. He's so amazing. He's never ever seen such a beautiful personality. So attractive. So he drank the milk and he chanted and waited for the boy to return on the same path where he came from. Somehow, he fell asleep by the end of the night, because he was chanting, just keep chanting, and then he fell asleep. And in the sleep, he dreamt of the same boy, asking him for some help to excavate or to uncover his murti. He showed him by his hand, and he says that tomorrow morning, you please uncover. I've been buried here by the pujari, and I'm feeling extreme cold, extreme heat with the rain, and therefore I need to be relieved from all of this conditioning. So immediately Madhavendra Puri, he woke up and he was feeling very, very sorry that he was not able to realize that that same boy is none other than Krishna. That the next day, he took bath, he cleansed himself, and then he asked the local villagers to bring their choppers and spade and their very, very sharp knives and tools. Because in those days, Govardhan is very thick forest, a lot of greens. And so Madhavendra Puri, he remembered where is this place, and with the help of the villagers, they found Gopal, the deity of Gopal. And they brought him on top of the mountain and they started to worship him. Now, we cannot imitate the Brajabasis. I've seen the Brajabasis when we go on Govardhan Parikrama, that they can walk on top of Govardhan Hill. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned us not to also do it like the Brajabasis. The Brajabasis, they are very special. They can do things that we cannot do. We are not having that spontaneous love towards the Supreme Lord, that they can do things that we cannot do. And so Madhavendra Puri and the villagers, they started worshiping him. They pouring water from the kund, hundreds of pots of water to clean Gopal. And the anakut started, the worship, and also the offering of foodstuffs. That the news spread in the local areas, nearby villagers also, they brought offerings. And it became like a daily activity for everyone to worship Gopal. And this lasted for 2 years. And the second year, there's a couple of Brahmana that came from Bengal. Of course, in those days, there is no East Bengal and there is no West Bengal. It's just Bengal. So these two are Brahmanas, and he initiated them. He became fond of their service attitude, and he trained them to be the pujaris. Even though each and every one in those days, they have their own seva for the deities. But he commissioned these two brahmanas to do the personal worship of the deity. Then he had another dream. And that dream is on text 106 of Madhya Lila, chapter 4. Gopala kahe puri amara tapanahiyaya malayaya chandana lepatabese judhaya.
In his dream, Madhavendra Puri saw Gopal, who said, "My bodily temperature still has not decreased. Please bring sandalwood from the Malaya province and smear the pulp over my body to cool me." So, the deity Gopal again appeared. Gopal appeared in his dream. Gopal and the deity Gopal, no difference. And therefore, in those days, the sandalwood can only be collected in South India, specifically in Jagannath Puri. The king owns a huge amount, abundance of chandan, sandalwood. So he asked these two brahmanas, whom he initiated, to take care of the deities. And so he traveled and traveled and traveled. And in those days, there is no railroad track. One can go by horse, if you wish to. One can go by tonga. One can walk. Usually it's by walking. So it is very extreme austerity, very extreme sacrifice. And because Madhavendra Puri has ecstatic love towards the Supreme Lord, so he's ready to do anything and everything for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. We should learn from this episode that we should also do anything and everything for the pleasure of their lordships, for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, for the pleasure of our Guru Maharaj. Because they're not expecting any reward. Madhavendra Puri is not expecting any reward. His reward is just to able to please Gopal. He's not thinking, "Oh yes, I'll gain so much popularity. My prestige will increase. My followers will increase." No. So he passed by this place called Rimuna, where he heard that 12 cups of sweet rice is being offered every day at the end of the night, the last Artik. Somehow or other, I joined in Toronto, where the deity is called Gopinath. And we offer 12 cups of sweet rice also there every day. So, when the pujari came, actually he asked the pujari, what do you offer to the Lord? So he explains to them, described to them, to Madhavendra Puri, all of these different beautiful, very, very tasty, very sumptuous offerings towards Gopinath. Now, when the pujari came with the 12 cups of sweet rice, in his thought, he was thinking, "I wonder what does it taste like, this sweet rice?" And immediately, he felt embarrassed. He felt guilty. That's why we should not see what the cooks are cooking for the Lord, other than you're there to learn how to cook. Now we stop devotees and also practically those who doesn't have any seva in the deity kitchen to enter. Because even if you smell what's being cooked, your mind can be disturbed and thinking, oh, how? Yum, yum. This is, I think the Lord will eat very nice. No. In Jagannath Puri, oh, no, you cannot. There's a special tunnel from the kitchen that the person, his duty is only to carry. And if this been seen by even a dog, of course a dog cannot enter the temple. But I've been inside the temple of Jagannath Puri. It's like a marketplace. You can have 10,000 people to eat all without any prior notice. So Mother Vendrapuri says, oh no, I committed an offense. I was already thinking of how is it look like, because he wanted to know how is it look taste like so that he can offer when he goes back to Vrindavan, that he will offer the same sweet rice to his Gopal. So now he says, no. So what he did, he went to the marketplace and he started fasting again to atone for what he just by thought. Thought, aparadh can be done by thinking, by words, and by action. So it's only the thought. However, the same night, Gopinath came into the dream of the pujari. And the pujari was given instruction by Gopinath to go inside the altar and lift my cloth, and under my cloth you will find one cup of sweet rice. And you give this to my devotee, Madhavendra Puri. That's why Madhavendra Puri is so exalted. Have we heard of anyone else in the history that the deity stole sweet rice for you or for us? Don't tell us if you had that experience. You are in the same category of Madhavendra Puri then. So the pujari, he woke up, he took a bath, he cleansed himself. He worn brand fresh cloth inside. He went inside, knocked on the door, went inside the altar. He lifted the cloth of the deity Gopinath, and lo and behold, there is the cup of sweet rice. He cannot believe this. So he went out, then he started shouting, Madhavendra Puri, where are you? Madhavendra Puri, please come. I have something special for you. But at that moment, no one is around. No one is around because it is the dead of night. That somehow, Madhavendra Puri, no, he's not hearing. But then, it says that when Madhavendra Puri and the pujari saw each other, eye-to-eye contact, it's understood. The pujari understood that this is none other than Madhavendra Puri. So he was given this sweet rice. You're so fortunate. You're the most fortunate. The Lord has stolen this cup of sweet rice for you. So please you take this. Madhavendra Puri, in ecstatic love, started to cry, how merciful my Lord is. And started to eat the cup of sweet rice. It tastes like amrita, nectar. Nectar means nectar. Like sometimes when we have a feast and the nectar is so good, we'll just keep on drinking and 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 drinking. Even if you're full, and because the nectar is so good, so it's Amrita Kelly. What he did is that he finished the whole thing and he broke it. He washed the pot and he broke it. Now he thought that he better leave the place, because if I remain here, everyone will surround me. Everyone will glorify me. Huh? So let me go now to Jagannath Puri, where I'm. My main purpose is to go there. This story is being narrated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Remember? Yes? Lord Nityananda was there, and three more. There were five of them. He has some four associates with him. So, along the way, every day he will eat a piece of this broken pot. I don't know how is that, if there's still some nectar stuck in it, or just because the broken pot is so, it's coming from the Lord, so he will lick one of those pieces of the broken pot where the Amrita was contained. So he reached Jagannath Puri, and even before he reached Jagannath Puri, everybody knew that the deity Gopinath, now he is called Kirchor Gopinath, the one who stole sweet rice for his devotee, Gopinath, Kirchor Gopinath. Before reaching Jagannath Puri, everybody knew already that Madhavendra Puri became the recipient of the Lord's mercy by giving him this kheer. In one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada says that the pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, he is glorified everywhere. He does not have to advertise himself. Due to his service attitude, due to his love for the Supreme Lord, that he will do anything and everything for the Supreme Lord, the glories of the pure devotee comes along with him. He doesn't have to advertise how great he is. And similarly, this happened in the case of Madhavendra Puri. And in some cases, also with our devotees in Vrindavan. That they're known all over the world. Even if they don't live, like Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, that the GBCs, the sannyasis, will go and meet him. This is Vrindavan. Every little thing that we do here is magnified so much that the news will travel all over the world what we are doing here. Both ways. Good thing and bad thing. Actually, the bad news travels faster than the good news. But Madhavendra Puri, good news traveled where? So fast. So now, everyone knew already his greatness. And they asked the Pujari is there. They ask, what is your main purpose? Why are you here? Oh, I'm here to collect chandan for my deity in Vrindavan. And in those days, not everyone can get chandan, especially a big amount. So 80 pounds? 80 pounds. One mound is like 80 pounds. And around 20 ounces of camphor. Both are cooling. We mix. It's like when we did the chandan for their lordships, which will be used to anoint unto their transcendental form. Today, we use also camphor. We mix camphor. This is more cooling. So everything was arranged for him. They even gave him a brahmana and a person who can carry. And also they gave him a declaration that this is authentic. This is from the king of Orissa. That government, there is a stamp. Because if you don't have this, they will confiscate this from you. So with no trouble, with all ease, he passed all the toll gates. He doesn't have to pay any toll fee. He doesn't have to have his chandan and camphor to be confiscated. And then he reached again, Rimuna. And then in Rimuna, he had another dream. A dream of the Supreme Lord and his pure devotees should not be considered as material. The dreams of the Lord and his pure devotees are completely transcendental. How many of you have dreamt of Krishna? Don't be shy. Okay, we have one here. Me, no. How many of you have dreamt of Radharani? Oh, you have one. Sometimes children, they can have dream of Krishna and Radha also. How many of you have dreamt of Prabhupada? Yes, I also did. Long, long time ago, before becoming a devotee. And we had one story of one Mataji in Europe. She dreamt of Prabhupada, not even meeting any devotees, not even reading Prabhupada's books. How is that? How powerful is that? And she became a devotee. She became a head pujari in one of the temples in Europe. How many of you have dreamt of your spiritual master? Good. So you should try to have like a pen and a paper, because sometimes after the dream, when you woke up completely, you have forgotten things. So Madhavendra Puri had another dream, and Gopal says, there is no difference between my body and Gopinath. And therefore, because Gopal was extremely pleased and happy about this service mood of Madhavendra Puri, that he will do anything and everything to please him without expecting anything in return. That he says, you don't have to bring the chandan back to Vrindavan, that you can do this anointment of chandan unto Gopinath, and that will also cool me, even though I'm in Vrindavan. So that was the start of Chandan Yatra. But in Jagannath Puri, they have also Chandan Yatra, which is the longest festival, 42 days. Instead of 21 days, it is 42 days. This is two parts of the Chandan Yatra. The first part is the outer Chandan Yatra, which lasted also for 21 days. And the Lord, the Vijay Murti, we call them Pratibhu, the festival deities of the Lord, and also the five expansions of Lord Shiva, called the Pandavas. They've been brought to Narendra Sarovar. And they'll be riding in a boat. And for the whole year, actually, the boat is submerged. And then on that day only, that it will be used for the Lord. So for 21 days, Chandan will be anointed unto the form of the Lord. And then when they come back again, there's another 21 days. But in the case of Madhavendra Puri with Gopinath, it says every day. Every day. You do this every day. So Madhavendra Puri, he spent the last days of his life in Remuna. That in his last day, he was uttering this mantra, which was coming from the mouth, lotus mouth of Srimati Radharani, which is considered to be the topmost prayer in the form of a poem, that even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will try to pronounce this prayer and he was not able to do it. He will fall in ecstasy. Where is that verse now? That Ayi Dina. Do you know, anyone knows that prayer? Yes. Madhavendra Puri was mentioning that prayer again and again and again, that he will fall into ecstasy again and again every time he will mention the... Oh, there it is. Ayidina, ayidina, bale bara bara. Oh, this is Lord Chaitanya. Kantena nishare vanin netre asrudharo dara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not recite the whole verse. He simply said, Ayidhina, Ayidhina, repeatedly. Thus, he could not speak, the and profuse tears were in his eyes. Where is that? I'm trying to find out. In any case, it's here in the last few verses of the chapter of Madhavendra Puri's pure devotional service. Today is Akshaya Tritiya. We're just going to mention the some of the importance of this. Today is the, let me see here, the appearance day of Lord Parasuram, Lord Ram with axe as a Kshatriya. He killed the Kshatriya how many times? 21 times. River Ganga also descended to the earth after being pierced by the toe of Lord Vamana. Today also is like the when the first day of Treta Yuga, Akshaya Tritiya. Sudama visited Lord Krishna in Dwarka. The Pandavas received the Akshaya Patra. Akshaya means that which never diminish. It's only increasing more and more and more. And in India, which is the largest consumer of gold, today they say that, oh, if you buy gold, then you'll be like in abundance of wealth also. But that is not the case. They will use anything and everything as an excuse to increase their wealth. Hare Krishna. Why don't we buy gold today? We can give to Krishna. No. Vyasadeva started composing the Mahabharata. This is the day when Ganesh Ji started to write the Mahabharata. Adi Shankar composed Kana Kadhara Stotram on this day. Kubera received his wealth to be the treasurer and custodian of the wealth in Swargaloka. The goddess Annapurna Devi appeared on this day. Also today is the when Srila Prabhupada incorporated the League of Devotees. Where is that? In Jhansi, yes. where he also even advertised in the newspaper that any respectable family, you may have your son join this League of Devotees. And everything provided, room and board and prasad at no cost. But not a single person came forward. But he had one disciple in Jhansi. What's his name? Acharya Prabhakar. Acharya Prabhakar. So the League of Devotees. So this is very auspicious. It says that anything you start today, like building home or marriage, starting a business, it'll be proven to be successful. So for us, we may also like have our commitment to be reinstated. To follow the principles, regulative principles, to chant minimum rounds without any offenses, to have a good sadhana, to have good relationships with each and everyone, which is very difficult. To be more sincere in our practice of Krishna consciousness, we can do that today also. And hopefully our prayers will be heard by their most compassionate, most kind lordships, so that we may succeed in our execution of spiritual life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ke. Madhavendra Puri ke. Chandra Chandan Yatra ke. Akshaya Tritiya ke. Okay, this is the verse. Text 197. Ayidina Dayardra Natahe Maturanata Kadabalokyase Hidayam Twad Aloka Kataram Dayita Brahmyati Kim Karomi Aham. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? Yes. This is coming from the lotus lips or mouth of Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna.